You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Dale Gibson and Andrew Mount. Good day of racing to look forward to as well. It's day one of the Cambridgeshire meeting at Newmarket, a card that includes the Group 3 Tattersall Somerville Stakes and a listed race in the shape of the Rose Bowl Stakes. We've got Perth and Pontefract alongside that, Chelmsford City in the evening, so plenty to look forward to. I'm joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, all is good, Mark. All is very good.
Good, good man. Bit of news to talk about before we get stuck into some of Thursday's action, and pretty big news, really, in the grand scheme of things with regards to racing. The Racing Post have said the Cold War is over. That's how they're billing it. And it's the news that Godolphin have bought a Coolmore yearling, a filly by Galileo, which signifies the end of, 10 years between the... between the two camps, where Godolphin refusing to have any involvement with Coolmore offspring. So it's a big change in the racing world in terms of the bloodstock side of things, isn't it?
It is, Mark, yes. It's obviously been a long time since Godolphin bought any Galileo stock. What was the last time, looking back, as you said, well over 10 years ago, I think. Was it 2004, along those lines, Mark?
Yeah, something like that,
when they last shelved out, so... Yeah, obviously Galileo's dominance, you know, has been there for all to see, and it's a significant move for the Godolphin operation, and I think it has to be a plus for them, really, doesn't it? In terms of their breeding organisation, obviously, they'll be expecting, you know, decent things of the filly on the track first, given the money they've shelved out. But on a longer term view, very, very interesting move.
Yeah. I suppose the slight irony of it is that Coolmore were the underbidders as well for the filly in question. So that's a big change in terms of that. Do you think that will help? I know it's kind of a bit of a question that can't really be answered, but do you think that will help Godolphin going forward with regards to classic success and such? Because they have had a bit of a barren spell, haven't they?
Yeah, could well do. No, it's going to take a while. You know, it's a long-term project. You know, you're not going to get an instant change overnight in terms of this. But it could be the start of something, really, Mark. You know, it's a big change, as we said. You know, Coolmore have basically, you know, in terms of their organized breeding organization, have been the number one organization for so long now. So yeah, could rock the boat a little, but you know, it's obviously going to be a while before we see a knock-on effect, really.
All right. Other news to mention. A bit of news about Sean T coming up at the weekend. We're not going to see Lamato there. He is not going to run in the foray due to the ground. So he won the foray last year, didn't he, I think? So we won't see a repeat bid from him, which is perfectly understandable. He needs to be on top of the ground, doesn't he, pretty much?
Yeah, indeed. And obviously, we're looking maybe to Ascot now. Again, obviously ground dependent. It was running good ground last year at Ascot, Mark. But previous years it has been soft. So, yeah, they'll be looking, you know, for good ground options for Lamato.
And apparently, Connections of Batash are confident that he can rediscover his form in the Abbey. Just obviously with the Ark as well. All systems go for Enable by the looks of things. They're obviously waiting on the draw, and Frankie Dettori bidding to become the bidding to win the race for a fifth time, which would be quite something.
Yeah, big start, and you know, he's got a big chance to do it this year as well, because Enable is a real classy filly, Mark, as she's proved already this year. She just progressed with every run, and she's deservedly at the head of the market for the race, and got the ideal man on board as well, and Frankie Dettori. So a good partnership, and for me, certainly, I think they'll take all the beating in this year's arc.
So, big weekend coming up over in France at Chantilly. That is obviously on Sunday. We've got several big days coming up at Newmarket before that. It's the Cambridgeshire meeting there. The feature race taking place on Saturday. And Thundering Blue, the 8-1 favourite at the moment. Big Country is 10-1. 14s for Barocco. El Hayem 14-1. Very talented 14s as well. It's then 16s about Leader Writer and Naval Warfare. 20s for a whole host of them in behind there. And 25s or bigger for the rest. Early thoughts on the Cambridgeshire, Craig?
Yeah, I like one a price. Wally Haggis' runner, Adieb, a horse that has won twice this year, Mark, a mile at Haydock and Ascot, was stepped up to 10 furlongs at Goodwood last time on soft ground. He was very, very weak in the market on that occasion, but he still, you know, overcome a slow start and ran on well to finish third. Good Omen, who won the race, was very well supported and, you know, was a very progressive horse and been left on the same mark. We know he handles cutting the ground, and I think a truly run race at this trip will be, you know, a real positive for this horse that does travel well in these races. And I think 20-1 is a big price. And we've got Thunder and Blue there at the head of the market. You know, you just wonder, certainly for me, on the Rowley Mile track, Mark, whether his running style will be suited. You know, he comes from a long way back, as he did at Sandown last time. He will need some luck in running. He will need the gaps to appear in a big field handicap. And, you know, he's gone up another 6 pounds. He's in terrific form. Monix Glen, who he beat last time, runs on Thursday. So, you know, that might provide stronger clues for Thunder and Blue's chances. But Adieb, for me, certainly at these prices at 20-1.
20-1 then at the moment in the market. Adieb, the selection for Craig at this point for the Cambridgeshire, which comes up on Saturday on day three of the Cambridgeshire meeting. We're going to take a little focus now on day one of the action there at Newmarket, though. Craig's got two races picked out for us, and the first of them is the 3:45, which is the Tattersall Somerville Stakes, which is a Group 3 over 7 furlongs. We've got a field of 9 set to go to post for this one, Craig. We've got several lightly raced two-year-olds that could be anything, I suppose. Several of these arrive here with ones and even, in some cases, several ones next to their name. It looks quite a good renewal of the race.
Super race, Mark. I really think it is a good renewal for a group three over 7 furlongs. There's a whole host of unexposed horses. The one I'm going to side with here is Elakam of Mark Johnson's. A horse that was very impressive on his debut at York. He was green in the early stages of the race. You know, he came under pressure sooner than ideal, than you would like to have seen on a track like York, certainly. But he stuck to his task really well. And when Dane O'Neill asked him to pick up in the final couple of furlongs of the race, he sprinted clear of his rivals in a really, really good time. And, you know, he did take the eye with that performance. The clock backs it up. His action suggests that soft ground won't really be an issue with him. And Buckstopper Kit, who was a good 6-7 length back in third, came out and franked that form at Beverley on Wednesday. So another boost there for the chances of Alakwam. And, you know, I think he's got excellent claims, Mark. Obviously, there's dangers. We've got a Hugo Palmer, once raced winner. Fajaj, who won at Ascot, beating Court of Justice. It was a strange race. It didn't go much of a gallop in the early stages there. And the well-backed Court of Justice, quick and clear, and looked the most likely winner. But when Josephine Gordon just gave Fajaj a shake of the reins, he responded in a really taken fashion. And it was a victory that suggested he had a lot more to offer. So I think he will definitely improve on his first start. And Morlock, another winner on debut at Kempton. That could have well have been a good race he won, Mark. He is another with plenty of size and scope and has a future of a bright future ahead of him. Fanan of John Gosden's, who finished fifth in that race, has came out and franked the form, winning at Newbury last weekend. So it is a really, really good renewal of this Group 3, but really taken by Mark Johnson's Alakam, who won at York on debut.
Yeah, it was a taking debut, as you mentioned. Signs of greenness slowly away, and still won very comfortably in the end. So, Elakam, the selection for Craig in the 3:45, the Group 3 contest on the card on Thursday. We're going to move on to the 4:55 next, and this is a Class 2 handicap, a mile and a half the trip for this one. We've got a field of eight set to go to post, so hopefully they all stand their ground and we'll still have the three places on offer from an each-way angle. Quite an open handicap, though, this one, Craig.
It is open, Mark, but I think the classic generation with a three-year-old allowances will definitely hold an advantage here. And of the trio of three-year-olds, there's two stand out here. The first to mention is Amlad, who's been in good form. He won at Beverley and Newmarket earlier in the season. He went up £6 in the weights for that, but continues in good nick. At Newcastle last time, Mark, it was a slowly run affair, and Paul Mulrenham sent him on to the front a little sooner than ideal. And, you know, on the round track at Newcastle, you want to be held up and played as late as possible. And he was a sitting duck for Humble Hero on that occasion. And, you know, he went down, finishing a very, very good second. So, you know, he remains in really good form. He'll handle cutting the ground. So he's one of a pair of three-year-olds for me to look at. But I do like Torcello of Andrew Baldin's here, a horse that's won two of his last three starts. He isn't entirely straightforward, this individual, because he can take a little bit of a keen hold in his races. But two starts back at Nottingham, he was value for a lot more than the winning distance. I thought he won comfortable off a mark of 81 on that occasion. He went up £4, and they stepped him up in trip at Ascot to a mile and a half, and he was keen in the early part of that race, and ridden by Rob Hornby on that occasion, he wasn't really knocked about once his chance had gone in the race, Mark. And for me, he went through the line still absolutely full of running, and suggested, you know, that the trip certainly wasn't an issue. He'll get a mile and a half, no problem. It's just switching him off in the early part of his race, getting him to settle. If he does, you know, I think he'll come home strongly here. And, you know, that was another step in the right direction at Ascot in a race that's worked out well. You know, it was a lot stronger race than the one he runs in on Thursday, and I think he's a progressive sort. Andrew Baldin has his team in very good form, and I think this three-year-old getting the allowances will be very difficult to beat.
Torcello then, the pick for Craig in the 4:55 at Newmarket. So two selections for the day. Which would be your strongest of the two?
Elikam would be the best of the two for me, Mark. A horse that, you know, given how he raced in the first quarter of that debut in the novice event at York, suggested he would improve a great deal for that. And if he does take another step forward, then I think the rest may be playing for second at best, because this is potentially a very smart juvenile.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy the action on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Dale Gibson and Andrew Mount. It's Newmarket, day one of the Cambridgeshire meeting, accompanied by racing on the flat at Pontefract and over the obstacles at Perth during the afternoon. And we also have all weather racing throughout the evening as well from Chelmsford City. So plenty throughout Thursday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.